on the line. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions, and we'll get those questions to the coaches as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Hey, good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A 1-1 week to finish up the regular season for you guys. You go up on the road and rally for a 70-64 win at Drexel, and then lose a hard-fought game at home on Saturday to Hofstra 71-66. Before we look ahead to the tournament, kind of give me your views on those two games last week.
Well, kind of just the way we've been playing, you know, in the last month and a half, playing hard and, close games and kind of games that can go either way. I look at, like, the Drexel game. Obviously, they actually had a 7-point lead, maybe 10 minutes left in the second half, and we got some stops and made some big plays and, played with a lot of energy and fought down the stretch and made some plays and made some free throws more than anything. And then turned right back around, similar game against Hofstra, played really good defense the first half and couldn't get it going offensively. And, a good team like that offensively, you're not going to hold them down forever. They picked it up the second half, and second half was kind of a different game, but they just made more plays and more shots down the stretch. And, but two really hard-fought games, and that's just kind of the way we've been playing.
Yeah, you certainly have. It seems like every game we talk about how close and you've been in those tight games, but how big to go out on the road and get one like you were able to do at Drexel from behind, like you mentioned.
Oh no! It was a good win for us. It was obviously a win that we needed, and this team is more than anything is searching for confidence and chemistry. And I think we're starting to get some contributions, maybe from some guys that we needed to get some from, in Dimitri and Shaq. And hopefully, again, those guys can continue to buy in on the defensive end and continue to kind of give us a spark offensively. And that's definitely what we need.
We're here with JMU head coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got one and two if you'll get that for us, possible.
Your first question is from the line of Josh Walfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good morning, Josh.
It's kind of what Rob was touching on. I mean, the past six games, you guys are 3-4, and you guys seem to keep building momentum with wins. What do you think has prevented you guys from capitalizing on some of that momentum and putting together back-to-back victories?
Well, part of it is the teams you're playing against in this league. They're good teams. It's hard to win. You know, you got good coaches and good players and good teams. I heard Coach Keats talking about on his telecom just about the league and, ninth last year, 11th this year. It's a really good league, a really strong league, a tough league with some coaches and some players. And so, to me, the thing is like you said, Josh, in building momentum, to me, the momentum is in how we play. I want us to put together a full game. And I think in the last seven games, obviously, we had to reinvent ourselves a little bit with Yohani going out and Tom being injured and changing the lineup. But we continue to play hard, but I don't know if we've played consistently. And I think to build momentum against really good teams in a league like this, you got to be consistent. And I don't think you can go out and play defense one half the way we play defense against, a team like Hofstra, and maybe not play the same type of defense, the second half. And vice versa, the same thing offensively. I think we've had a number of games, you look back recently, where we've had maybe a team shoot 50% the first half and 33% the second half, and that's just, it's hard to build momentum when you're not consistent. So we're just trying to be consistent, trying to find consistency.
And you mentioned Tom. How important do you think it was for him and this team to be able to play 20-plus minutes the past two games in preparation for, what you hope is going to be a long grind this week?
It's huge. I honestly wanted to hold him out until this time of the year. He had some really, really significant injuries, and he's a tough guy to keep out of the lineup. And, he shows up every day and says, Coach, whatever I have, I'll give to you. So, it was really good to see him speaking of momentum and even, individually, his momentum, being able to give us something, against Drexel, which was huge. The first half, he kept us in the game and turned right back around on a day's rest and be able to play against Hofstra. And now, we're able to manage him for this whole week. And hopefully, he'll have enough in the tank for us.
All right. Sounds good. See you in an hour, Lou.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Your next question is from John Seidel with HoopsHD.com.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good. It seems like there's a very interesting balance with you as the rookie coach and your players as predominantly seniors. How has it been with you in terms of coming in and trying to, I don't know, about build a bond or trust or confidence, and then when you reach the tourney, is it something that you have extra relief because you have seniors that you can rely on?
No, I mean, I didn't really want to put that added pressure of those guys being seniors, because the greatest thing about seniors is experience. And the funny thing about our seniors is that, and you know, they played in games, and I'm not saying, but there was a different level of experience maybe than some seniors on some other teams. We had some guys, for instance, the amount of minutes that Yvonne's playing, Yvonne's never really played like this. And honestly, Shaq, you know, if we really want to be honest about Shaq and his – Shaq down the stretch last year wasn't really playing a lot. You know, he wasn't playing – he had a lot of big games early. You know, he wasn't playing a lot. Even Dimitri, for his first few years at JMU, didn't really play. And, you know, I know he played more last year, but even down the stretch last year with him, he was injured. He didn't play. And, you know, it's not like there's been – you know, the guys on this roster, nobody's won a game in the tournament. So there is a, you know, kind of a lack of experience, even though we have seniors. So I didn't want to put a lot of pressure on them, oh, you're seniors, there's a way you got to go out. I kind of diffused that throughout the year and just said go out and play and kind of not focus on that. And I do think, you know, building a level of trust, me being a first-year coach and those guys being seniors, there was a level of trust that I needed to build, and it's something that I've worked on consistently and constantly throughout the year, is not taking it for granted and wanting these guys to know that I'm there for them and that I want them to play hard for me. But if they play hard, that's, you know, that's all I can ask.
Lou, as you look at your team and get ready for this weekend, what are we going to be the keys to success for you guys to be able to advance in this tournament?
Well, again, I think it goes back to that word consistency. I want us to play we have to play really, really good defensively to have a shot at, you know, in any game. And so, you know, I would like for us to put 40 minutes of really consistent defense together, be disciplined, and play really hard and play for each other. I think, you know, again, it's like Coach Matheny said, you know, you got to focus on one game, and we're focusing on the first game. And, again, guys haven't really experienced winning in a tournament, so we focus on trying to be the best we can be on Friday night and see where it goes from there.
You play a Drexel team that you were able to beat twice during the season, including that tight game last week. What did you do well? What's been the key to the victories in those two games with Drexel?
Well, I mean, they're a tough team, a physical team, and I think they get at you defensively a little more than maybe they get credit for. We were playing really good basketball, and we were a really good team when we played them early in the season. You know, we were playing, we had more depth, and, you know, our rotation was really good, and chemistry was really good. So I think you can kind of throw that one out of the window, and I would assume that the game is going to be more like the game we just played up in their place. Is going to be a tightly contested game, and I feel like we got to take care of the basketball, and we got to keep them off the glass. We got to match them physically and take care of the basketball in order to have a chance.
All right, Louis, thanks for the time today and all season long, and we'll see you in Charleston in a few days.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you.